frightening morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Thursday. I'm looking at the atomic clock on the wall. It is Thursday, the 14th of December, 2006. And what I'm going to do on this program today, I'm bringing on Bob Chapman. It is the international forecaster. He's been doing this for quite some time. And he's got a handle on world economics. He knows, he follows the money. There's an old axiom, ladies and gentlemen, we've been told many, many times, you want to know what's going on and who's zooming whom? Just follow the money. So what we're going to do is bring Bob Chapman on today, then he's going to join me on a regular basis on Tuesdays every week for more updates. There's a lot happening in the financial war. Did I say war? Yes, I did. I say war, Mr. Producer? That's a Freudian slip. Yeah. There is a lot going on in the world, I meant to say, with a lot of currency shenanigans. We've got the dollar weakening. We have a lot of stuff going on. And this man is going to bring some light to the situation. And he does this newsletter, the International Forecaster, and that is available to people out there because, folks, you know, I've used the analogy many, many times, going back to when personal computers first hit the markets back in, what, the late 70s? Yes, remember when a floppy disk was a real big floppy disk? And there was only a couple of ways to program these things. There weren't just programs you could download and run computers on. A lot of the stuff you had to do the programming yourself in Fortran or BASIC, a good name for basic entry programming, but a lot of people didn't have a handle on that. And they couldn't understand why their computers just spit out garbage or unintelligible stuff. Well, that's because they were putting garbage in, therefore they were getting garbage out. Same thing applies here with people making decisions, or, as I call it, the Vegas crapshoot strategy, that they think they know what's going on in the financial markets, and then based on whose information, who is giving you the information that you're supposed to base your financial decisions on. That's right. We go right back to the very same people that have control of the money supply and their minions working inside the United States. Federal Reserve Banking System, or should I say the Fractional Reserve Federal Banking System that is wholly responsible for inflation, you know, where you go make that $100 deposit and they turn around and they loan Mr. Jones walking in the other door $1,000, they can loan up to 10, 12 times the amount that they have on the books. Where do you think that money comes from? Well, this is what I said about Y2K that not a lot of people picked up on. And I was kind of amazed and saddened that out of the Y2K experience, they didn't take the one thing that was a glaring example of what the Fed, and especially the Fed Reserve, was worried about. And, of course, that was a run on the banks. Remember the stories? Well, we're printing up extra cash just in case. But by February of 99, Y2K was no longer an issue because the banking system had spent the money on their computers, mainframes, periphery, their software, did all the updates. So they basically assured the federal government, look, there's not going to be any problem here. Quiet everybody down. Their money is safe. And you thought it was about traffic signals or oil pumps that wouldn't work at the bottom of the sea. The chips would just not roll over on December of 1999. We'll talk with Bob Chapman right after this break.
Hi. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
A rose has long been a symbol of love and beauty. It has been immortalized in the art and literature of many cultures. It is to the flower world what gold is to the realm of precious metals. These two timeless symbols of richness and beauty have been perfectly combined in the gold rose we offer here at American Gold Rose, which has been carefully selected for beauty, preserved, and then dipped in a rich 24-karat gold for a lifetime of enjoyment. We have a large selection to choose from for your special someone. Plus, enjoy our special offer for the holiday. Order any two long-stem gold roses and receive a gold rose leaf free. And don't worry about wrapping. The magnificent gold roses we offer come in a beautiful gold or red presentation package. It's time for you to get a gold rose for the holiday. So just give us a call at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Or visit our site at www.americangoldrose.com. American Gold Rose, your provider for a lifetime of enjoyment.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, needs special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to bring this gentleman on this program because there is a lot of angst out there. We see the writing on the wall. We see the emptying of the sectors out there in manufacturing. Jobs are continuing to flow overseas. We have no tariffs on products produced overseas coming back into this country, so our trade deficit is staggering every month. And when the government tells you that, well, the economy's not that bad, well, we've added so many jobs this week or this month or whatever the case may be, what they're not telling you, and you can pick up any newspaper, go on the Internet, read the Detroit News, the Detroit Free Press, read the major newspapers around the country, and look at the announcements dealing with local businesses or corporations and what they're doing, streamlining and downsizing. This is a continuing pattern. And when they talk about the service sector, you know, when you can't, ladies and gentlemen, pay a mortgage, you can't make car payments, you can't do anything on 10 bucks an hour in the service industry. And, of course, we have a ready pool already working in America, some 30 to 40 million illegals, and they're doing all sorts of shenanigans with that. So we'll get into all of these issues with my guest today, Bob Chapman. Good afternoon, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, and thank you for having me.
Well, it's it is a mess out there. I want to get a picture here of the U.S. economy, you know, real facts, real figures, and real indicators as to what this economy is really doing. I want to go into also the gold, silver issue, also the U.S. dollar against euro, people bailing out in the Middle East, trading in euros for oil, and all of the things that are just about have us on the precipice here of a, should we say, deep recession, or should we use the D word, depression?
Well, I think that from my statistical figurings that we began to decline as an economy in February. And that has been borne out by the GDP growth figures over that period of time. And I had to laugh. I saw the United States government revise the third quarter from a 1.6% growth rate to a 2.2% growth rate. Historically, anything under 2% is recession. And had they adjusted it for a reasonable amount, it would have been palatable. But they had to go up almost 50%. And this is a perfect example of cooking the books. And what that means is that the figures that the federal government, particularly through the Commerce Department and the Bureau of Labor Statistics, are all bogus. And they play all kinds of games with the CPI figures, the unemployment figures, and so we're not getting a clear picture. And it's not only the average person, the average investor, but it's people who are running corporations. There's recently a comment by one of the Toll brothers that's a company that builds homes, that, well, we did everything that the government said, you know, we should do, and by the figures that we received, and now look at what's happened. So, you know, it's really not our fault. And you know something? They're right. The government hasn't been telling the truth. And so we are in a recession, and it'll become more noticeable in this coming year. And it will become aggravated, and at the same time, we're going to have to deal with a declining dollar. And the big question here, and I don't think anybody at this time has the answer, and that includes the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury. Interest rates were taken up from 1.25% to 5.25%, and they've been there for 5 or 6 months. And they call it the pause. And if they are going to allow, and I do believe they are going to allow the dollar to start to go down, and I think that's part of what this Chinese trip is about. And with the dollar going down, they don't want it to plunge. They want to take it down probably 35% in relation to other major foreign currencies over the next 2 to 2.5 years. So they can't have it plunging. So from time to time, I believe that they might raise interest rates slightly, just as a sign that they're concerned, et cetera, et cetera. And so when they do that, they also affect the local economy. Now, if they were to raise rates, that means mortgage payments could go up, because usually the 10-year Treasury will follow the Fed rates upward. And so that would make buying a home a little bit more difficult and refinancing a little bit more difficult, keeping psychology of positive psychology in the home area difficult. And so you would probably see a continued downslide in housing prices, and it probably would accelerate somewhat. On the other hand, if they go the other way and they lower rates, the dollar will plunge, and you'll have all kinds of inflation in the economy, more than you have now. Inflation's been ranging from 8 to 11%. We'll middle it and call it 10 for the last 4 years. But that's not what the Treasury tells you. That's what the Bureau of Labor Statistics tell you. And they're telling you right now it's 3.4%. That isn't true. Now, when they took the interest rates up, at the same time, they continue to increase on a progressively larger scale the amount of money and credit that's available. And in so doing, they really neutralize the effect of the higher interest rates, at least to business. And incidentally, 5.25% money is still very cheap. So in the future, we're going to be faced with one of three decisions. They'll keep interest rates unchanged. They'll either raise them slightly or lower them slightly. We don't know yet, but we do know one thing. They're going to continue to increase M3, which we publish in the International Forecaster. There's only a few places you can get it, and it's by estimate because the Federal Reserve in March discontinued publishing those numbers. And the reason they did that was to obfuscate what they were doing. And the high in the creation of money and credit was 1980-81. And that was about 14%. And this is by the Fed alone now. And I expect it to go back up there. There are other factors, too, that create credit. And I won't get into them because they're rather complicated. But the figures are even higher than that.
We have a government that we have the world flooded with United States debt. The way I understand this, Bob, and correct me if I'm wrong, the government needs money to run something, like, say, the Iraq war. They've spent about $400 billion. I see George Bush asking Congress for another $100 billion. So we're upwards to $500 billion for this absolute fiasco in the Middle East, and attaching that adjective to what's been going on over there is being real kind. Now, the Treasury, if the Congress needs money for something, how do they go about acquiring that money? They have to sell debt to somebody, but people around the world, people like China, are threatening the United States all the time, saying, we're not picking up any more of your debt. How is this thing, when is this going to come to its eventual end?
Well, I think it'll come to an end when the dollar has been devalued, and nobody wants to be the last one out. And the Chinese and the Japanese have about $750 billion each, mostly in U.S. treasuries, in agency paper, which is what they call GSEs, which is Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Federal Home Loan Bank, Sally Mae, things like that. And the Chinese have been buying securitized packages of mortgages. What happens is you get a mortgage from a lender, the lender sells it to the bank, the bank packages with a bunch of other mortgages, and they call it a security, and then they sell it to investors, very often hedge funds. And so This is an ongoing creation of laying off this debt, so to speak. And we need $3.5 billion a day coming in from foreigners to offset the amount of money that we are not collecting from foreigners every day in the exchange of trade. And one of the reasons is that we don't export very much anymore. All we have is services. And so you have a situation where lots of central banks and others are saying, like China is probably saying, we can't do this anymore. I believe that there's been a deal made with the central banks. The only holdout, I think, is China. And I think they're going to take turns getting out of the dollar. And I think that this is what this meeting's about. And I don't think China's going to like that very much. And they're not going to like the fact that they, along with a number of other major currencies, are going to have to revalue. And, of course, the people who are going off from the administration are saying, well, you know, the Democrats are controlling Congress now, and if you don't play ball with us, well, they'll put up trade tariffs. And they're right, they probably will. And trade tariffs are probably the best thing that would have happened, could happen to the United States, because free trade and globalization has destroyed our economy.
All right, let's pick up from that point when we get back. I really want people to understand exactly how the wealth of America is being sold out right out from under us. The economic engine that drove this country is now sitting in other countries. We'll be back with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster right after this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. The Republic Broadcasting Network brings you a more powerful voice than all the liberal media and all those announcing problems we face. It's the voice of Fearless Radio screaming, take back control of your life. For the first time in the history of radio, you can join us for a classroom, in fact, a training camp of preparedness. You already know the problems, they're not hard to figure out. But you and your family must act now with solutions. Bring a notebook and be on time to class every Sunday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. The Liberty Task Force will meet you there. These greatest experts in the country will teach you total self-reliance and independence. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. Repeat this thought. If it is to be, it's up to me. But remember, freedom is never free.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
We are back. My guest today, Bob Chapman, does the newsletter, the International Forecaster. How often do you put this... It's a wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. If you've not seen a copy of the International Forecaster, well, then you've been missing. How often do you do this?
Well, we have two versions. We have an email version that goes out on Wednesday and Saturdays each week, and we also have one that goes out twice a month by mail. And if people would like to receive a free introductory copy, they can call your office and get one.
All right. And how long have you been doing this?
This is beginning our 18th year for the Forecaster. I've been writing since 1967. I owned my own stock brokerage for 28 years, and I did a lot of writing each month for my clientele, which was quite large in those years. And so I've been writing for a long time.
There is an offer that we want to make people. And, Bob, would you like to tell the listeners about this? And we're tying this to Republic Trading Group. The commodities out there, and some people will argue whether gold or silver is a commodity. It is a commodity. It is also real money. Of course, we have, Bob, we have a lot of people in this country that think the paper dollars that they have in their pockets is money. But having said that, What is the, if you would, and I'm stumbling around here because I know you got a wealth of knowledge, and I'm trying to find a way to pry that out of you to get this thing on track. The what do you say to people, investors out there, on gold and silver? Because we've seen this over the past year, just like a little roller coaster ride. We know that gold and silver should be much, much higher than it is right now, and that's being suppressed. It's not only the tonnage that's available for open market sales, but we've seen this go up a few dollars here and then drop a few dollars there. We saw gold, go to, what was the high on it, 730? And now it's back down around 628. It was just a couple of weeks, 640. Why this floating back and forth, and why does not gold and silver represent true value? Why is it not higher right now?
Well, first of all, I began gold and silver in 1960. And I bought what is the equivalent today of an MS-64 St. Gaudens for $47. And now, as you all know, that what did they sell for today? About $800?
Yes, somewhere around there.
So that wasn't a bad investment. And I spent my entire adult life, practically, in the venue of gold and silver. I read about a lot of other things because of my experiences having lived all over the world. And there is absolutely no way that you can do anything better right now than buying gold and silver-related assets. I believe that the gold coins and silver coins are going to appreciate greatly. I don't think that we've even finished phase one of three or four phases upward in gold and silver. We are still in the beginning times, although people who were buying MS-64 St. Gaudens at $375 and $400 have more than doubled their money during that period of time, and they'll probably do quite better in the future. If I remember last time around during the late 70s and early 80s, that particular coin went from about $500 to about $5,000. That was between $35 gold, as it was fixed at the time, up to $850 gold, and I don't see any reason why that kind of coin can't repeat that performance. Although I believe that gold will go up double that amount to at least $1,700 just to reflect inflation, and silver as well is in short supply, and I think it'll do very good. And I also in the publication recommend a number of kinds of stocks, but mostly gold and silver stocks. The publication is very easy to read, and it's very sophisticated, but I make it simple. If I didn't, most people wouldn't understand. And so I believe that we've got a great road ahead of us in gold and silver. I think the stock market's going down. I think they'll opt for slightly higher interest rates, and all of these things are going to feed gold and silver. Now, you mentioned that why isn't it higher than it is at this time, and there has been an offensive to suppress gold prices. I wrote an article for Bull and Bear, which is a business publication still in existence, in August of 1988, and I said that the Treasury and the Federal Reserve were rigging the market, and everybody thought I was a little bit touched. And as it turned out, I was right. And they have been doing that ever since that time. They began with the stock market collapse in October of 1987, and gold had gone up $100 an ounce based on that because it proved to be the antithesis of a falling market. And then I saw, because I was in the Bank of England at the time, visiting a friend, I saw the U.S. Treasury knock the price down $100 in a day, so I knew what they were doing.
All right, let's pick up exactly where we're leaving off here, because I want people, Bob, to understand how this is being manipulated and why it's being manipulated and what they're afraid of eating into in other financial sectors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
In 1979-1980, and Bob Chapman just reminded us about the Dark Tuesday back in 1987. It was in October of 87. But we had something very strange that happened in this country. We, in a very short time, we had the Fed telling us that, well, we're going to rein in credit. We're going to rein in the money supply to wring inflation out of the economy. And if you noticed, especially in the markets, gold and silver markets, we had gold that went from a couple of $100, almost peaked out at $900. Silver was trading for a couple of bucks here and there, going up to almost $50 an ounce. And then, of course, the big story was the Hunt brothers are trying to corner the gold or the silver market. At any rate, we saw that jump, that spike. And I'm just thoroughly amazed, Bob Chapman, that we already have seen the precedent of what gold and silver can do in the markets, but it's being artificially suppressed. If it were to keep up with inflation, gold and silver would be much, much more than it is right now, double, maybe possibly even triple. But why are they suppressing that? What are they afraid of? It's going to eat into other financial sectors, or what is it going to take off the table if gold and silver is allowed to seek its natural level?
Well, to continue that evolutionary process, they illegally manipulated the gold market in 1987, as well as the stock market. And in June, in August of the following year, and in September, the executive order was signed, creating a thing called the Working Group in Financial Markets, which was to be used in emergencies. Well, of course, they have abused that, and they use it 24/7 on every market in the world. And what it means is they can go in and rig markets. And since then, they didn't use it much until probably around 1995, and gold started to really push its head back up again, look like it really wanted to move. And so they, through that working group in financial markets, which gets its financing from the Exchange Stabilization Fund, which is part of the U.S. Treasury, and that group, this working group in financial markets, includes the head of the Federal Reserve, the head of Federal Reserve of New York City, the head of the SEC, the CFTC, and their staff. And this is the main group that manipulates not only gold and silver, but the stock market. They try the commodity market, and particularly the currency market. And you're seeing that in the currency market in this last few days. And you're seeing also the attack on gold and silver in the last few days. They are also assisted by the Federal Reserve through what they call the repo pool. And very simply how that works is the Fed goes to member banks and says, we want to buy treasuries from you. And the Fed creates money out of thin air. They put a credit on the bank's books that sell them the treasuries, and they tell them how much they want, and they debit their own books. Now, they then instruct the banks to make the money available to their 21 dealers, and each morning the Fed has a conference call with their 21 dealers, and they tell them which markets they want rigged today. And that's how that works. So we got the two of them working together, those two groups, and they're the ones who are rigging the market. Now, the reason they don't want gold up is because gold is real money. It might be a commodity, but it's real money. And about a year and a half ago, all the major currencies of the world, including the Swiss franc, broke down against gold. Gold broke out to highs against these currencies, and, of course, including the U.S. dollar. And so what they're afraid of here is that people, were gold to be allowed to go to its natural level, people would think there was something wrong because they know that gold is a instrument of value. It doesn't owe anybody anything. And historically, it's been the ultimate and final money. And so that's why they do what they do. Now, I believe when this gold, when this dollar starts down, which it's in the process of doing right now, and if you have a 35% correction in the dollar over the next 2.5 years, I can promise you gold will be selling in excess of $2,000 an ounce, and great fortunes will be made in gold and silver coins in particular, and also in bullion, and as well as in the stocks. And this is going to be, I believe, the biggest bull market in the history of any market.
You do a program with Pat Kiley, and he's on about 70 radio stations, AM and FM stations around the country. What are some of the questions that are being ask of you when you're on his program? What is the public's perception out there? What kind of feel do you get for their knowledge base? Are they starting to come around and looking at the economy for what it is and different ways to protect themselves? How are they reacting? What kind of questions are they asking you?
Well, first of all, when you go into the AM/FM market, it's a general market. The market that's on shortwave is totally different. People who are on shortwave tend to be very, very sophisticated, very bright, and they ask extremely probing questions, which are wonderful, because there's a lot of people that don't know the things that they're asking about, and they learn. with those general area questions from the AM/FM listening audience, the questions are different. They're very fundamental. People don't understand gold. You've got to remember that the last gold silver bull market ended in 1980. Now, that was 26 years ago. So you would have had to been 25 years old approximately to have any inkling of what was going on, because young people in college or young people new at their jobs usually aren't thinking in terms of investing, no matter what it is. And so today you'd have to be 51 years old. So all of the people younger than that don't know very much at all about what happened in 1980 and before that, gold and silver. So there's a whole process that's going on in education, and that's why I do as many programs as I do, so people will understand that their government is screwing them. Their government is the enemy. Their government is rigging the markets. Their government is lying about everything. And it's not one party, it's all of them, with minor exceptions. And so we are starting to get more and more people who want to listen. But it's the questions, for the most part, on AM and FM are very, very fundamental.
Well, and that goes because the people out there, and I call it the GDP, and I'm not talking about gross domestic product. I'm talking about the generally dumb public, because we have a very tightly controlled media. If one were to tune into MSNBC or any of these financial shows, the talking heads, and they're basically the front boys for Wall Street, they do a lot of programming on stocks, what's hot, what's not, projections, what stock to buy, what stock to dump, so on and so forth. You really don't get a good handle on the financial picture here in America, because you got a bunch of salespeople out there still pitching for the stock market. I'm sure that these guys are giddy on Wall Street right now because the Dow is over 12,000, set a new record not too long ago. But the people out there, the generally dumb public, don't even understand our money, where it has come from, how it's been privatized, what it's actually worth right now. And they think inflation is a natural occurrence. They don't compute this. They don't understand the money.
Well, you're absolutely right. And interest right now, and this is very, very good what I'm going to tell you. Interest right now is very, very low. And when you have a situation like that in anything, the only way you can go is up. And as the dollar declines in value, but more importantly, as we go further into recession in America, and as house prices come down, and incidentally, the forecaster picked the top of the market on housing here a year ago last June. And incidentally, in 2000, we picked the top of the stock market in the beginning of April, and we got everybody out of the market who was in there, so we saved them a lot of grief. And, of course, they bought gold and silver-related assets, and they've done very well. And so our timing has been very good, and we're headed into a recession. We're already into it, and it's going to get more difficult. And with these people going over to talk to the Chinese, I think they're going to come home with absolutely nothing.
Well, and you stated in your newsletter, I read your newsletter today, and you made the statement, which I found a little ironic, but again, it goes along the lines with manipulating and disinforming people or not giving them the proper information. We're in a recession right now, but most of the people out there are not going to realize this until some 12 to 18 months later. Why is that?
It's because usually recessions are regional things. This is going to be the first time since the 1930s where economic problems are going to face the whole nation. Well, who's getting hit first and has been getting hit is the blue-collar production areas of the country, and that is Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, upstate New York, St. Louis, and Illinois. They are being ravaged. They're selling $250,000 homes for $20,000 and $30,000 in Detroit at auctions. There are places that already have deep recession in America. And it's not going to get better, it's going to get worse, because that automobile, the vehicle industry, is going to lay off close to another 100,000 people. And for every person that works in there, there's two or three that back him up, so to speak. So the fallout from that, and the average job is $31.64 an hour, you're looking perhaps at 200,000 to 300,000 people who are going to lose their livelihood just in that one industry. And that's spreading all over the country. Outsourcing and offshoring are destroying our economic structure, and it's being done deliberately.
When we look at the, and I wanted to, I'm kind of jumping ahead of myself, and on the housing market itself, now, there's a glut out there. There's a glut of housing on the markets right now, but we still have developers that are locked into contracts that have already purchased land, already done the deal. We're going to see continual building, not at the rapid pace we've seen in the last, say, 8 to 10 years, but you're still going to be seeing houses being built. You know, this is kind of strange to see this when you know the true economic picture of America, when there's already a glut of housing out there. I've talked to a lot of real estate agents all around the country that are having to discount what they've got representing on the markets right now. So to the uninitiated, they may see houses being built. They buy into the government propaganda line that, oh, well, you know, unemployment's at 4% or 4.5% or 5%. But this is disingenuous again, because the facts don't reflect the amount of people that have been laid off, been fired, downsized, streamlined, whatever you want to call it, and they've applied for unemployment benefits or whatever the case may be. But as soon as those benefits expire, Bob, they're dropped off those rolls, so they're no longer counted. They're still unemployed. A lot of people in their professions have even quit looking for jobs. Talking about Massachusetts here, people have been running out of Massachusetts, coming down to Texas and going to other states. It's a mass exodus. I mean, there's really no jobs there. There's really no economic viability in that state. But it's the government keeps telling us that, you know, the economy is looking good. You know, unemployment is still under 5%. This is a blatant lie.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And we've been publishing the real statistics in the International Forecaster. And if you take all of the people who have dropped out and are not counted anymore, you're looking at 13.5% unemployment. And that's been going on for the last 3 to 4 years. We've lost 5 million good jobs, and they've been replaced in part by service jobs that pay in the $10 to $12 an hour area, which you certainly can't pay your mortgage and support your family on that. And it's going to get worse and worse. And I eventually think that they're not going to be able to manage this fall in the dollar of the fall in housing in America. And I think we're going to be looking at a scenario that could very well be very much like the 1930s in the United States.
I have not read your International Forecaster. I'm enjoying this, because this takes me in many different directions and really fills in a lot of questions that I have. But I said a couple of months ago, I was watching Detroit very closely. I'm somewhat familiar with the auto industry up there. And I was looking at the layoffs. I was looking at the unemployment picture. I was looking at that domino effect. Once people don't have that so-called disposable incomes that they're supposed to be earning money at good-paying jobs, well, they get laid off, they get downsized, they get bought out, whatever the case may be. I said 2 months ago that the unemployment picture in Michigan, while they were underreporting the numbers, just from what I was able to glean, I put it at about 13% unemployment.
Well, and then you got to throw in all the people. You know, there are people who have been out of work. Now, these are people 40 years old and been out of work for 15 years, because very few firms will hire people above 40 years old. Lots of reasons. The main one was insurance, and they usually expect a higher salary because of their experience. And so you add all those figures in, and they're going to be much higher. And unemployment could go into the 30-35% area once this thing plays itself out. And people are going to be in for a big surprise in America. Most people have never had a bad day in their life. And they're about to start to have them. Their debt is colossal. There's never been anything like it in history on an individual basis. And if they don't clean up their debt quickly, they're going to find that they're going to be in bankruptcy, and they're going to lose everything they have.
When we get back from the break here, we've got a short segment, and then going into the second hour, I want to invite the callers. I know that you have a lot of questions about finances, money, things that you've always been wanting to ask, but you didn't know of what person or what source to go to. Well, he's on the air with us today, so we'll get into that. And also, into the next hour, I want to go over your newsletter, some of your finer points in here, but I wanted to talk about the issue here with the national debt and why the Congress is insisting that our national debt is somewhere around $9 trillion, but if you take a look at the derivatives markets, everything else out there, we well could be over $100 trillion. Some people are putting it even higher. I want to clear up that picture for people. So we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the energy enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, with my guest today, Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster, is his newsletter. And we have a deal here, a free newsletter. Now, if you were to contact Bob Chapman and say, you know what, I want to get your International Forecaster, a lot of people are reading this. And his forecasting percentage, ladies and gentlemen, has always been spot on. Now, if you were to call or write Bob Chapman and say, I want one of your newsletters, ladies and gentlemen, that would cost you $129.95 for his International Forecaster. But Bob has been nice enough. We will give you a free copy. We'll get you a year's subscription, rather, a free subscription, one-year subscription. If you decide that you're looking at the gold and silver market, you've been wanting to make a purchase, but you haven't been quite sure what direction, you weren't sure about the timing, whatever the case, but if you're coming in and you're making a purchase over $3,000, whether it be in bullion, whether it be in numismatic coins, whether it be in silver, whatever the case may be, we will give you a free copy of the International Forecaster. And how often do you publish this, Bob?
Well, this comes out on Wednesdays and Saturdays by the email version, and that runs a total of around 60 pages. And then twice each month we send a hard copy out, which goes out by U.S. mail for those who do not have the Internet or have a computer. And it's a tremendous amount of information. We cover business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. And, you know, you have a copy there, and you can see how wide-ranging it is. I've lived about three-quarters of the world. I speak several languages. And we go through over 350 pieces of research every day. I mean, when I start at 4 or 5 in the morning, there's probably already 130 to 150 pieces waiting for me.
You're a busy man, and you told me that you go to bed at 9 o'clock at night.
9 and 9:30. It all depends on when I fall asleep writing.
All right, I'll tell you what. I've got Ken from Ken Solar on the line with Bob Chapman. How you doing, Ken?
I'm pretty good, guys. How are you?
Good.
Fine, thank you.
I just had a quick question about gold. I haven't gotten into any gold yet myself, and I hope to do so very soon. Just quickly, if you were to have gold in your possession and the system does crash completely, what is the best way to go about spending it or cashing it in? You know, I've heard about these wheelbarrow loads of cash for, you know, a load of bread in the 30s, but...
And you're talking about hyperinflation, what happened in Germany.
Yeah, what's your best advice, you think, on, you know, how would you get rid of your gold once you've got it and, you know, you need to go get a loaf of bread?
Good question.
Well, I think that financial institutions, if they in fact exist, and they probably will be happy to exchange any gold or silver coin that you have for specie, which are bills, and we'll call them Federal Reserve bills, not knowing what they'll be at that time. And then, of course, if there isn't a bank, then you would be bartering for everything. And that's why you need coins. That's why they're very, very important.
Right. So you're pretty much just going back to a bartering schema again, just like in the 30s.
Yeah, it would not only be in gold and silver, it would be in things. I mean, just think of what happened in Europe and during the Second World War. Our soldiers went in and they would barter for wine or cognac or beer or cheese or things that they didn't have, and they would use cigarettes and candy, the very famous Hershey bars, and razor blades and soap and toilet paper, and so it could come to that.
All right. And gentlemen, do me a favor. Bob, hang on a second. Ken, hang on. Second hour coming up.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.